You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.801 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. Okay, my friends, as you know, in 2 weeks from today, we are going to vote in the most historic election of our lifetime. The United States is now at a fundamental crossroads. And a man who has been documenting all of this, first with his best-selling books, and now with his latest documentary. We've had him on many times before. You know him. You love him. His latest film is Trump Card. Dinesh D'Souza, author, filmmaker. Dinesh, thank you so much for coming on the Cooner Report. It's great to have you back on again.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Great to be on the show.
Dinesh, I got to ask you about the film. Why did you decide to do the film? And for the audience out there, what is the fundamental point or theme of your documentary?
The movie Trump Card is based upon my book, United States of Socialism. It examines the question of how socialism, the most discredited idea probably after slavery, how socialism has made this remarkable comeback in American politics. It's moved into the Democratic mainstream. So the film explores who's behind all this, why it's evil, and how we can rally behind President Trump to defeat it. So Trump Card, I use that title because Trump defines the debate. Even the people voting for Biden are voting against Trump. And so this is really a very timely movie. It ripped out of the headlines, looks to the future, and helps define the stakes in November.
Dinesh, according to you, what are the stakes in November?
Well, if you look at the free market at one end of the spectrum, and by the free market here, I mean I'm talking about capitalism, but I'm also talking about basic civil liberties. And then if you look at socialism at the other end of the spectrum, socialism here referring to economic confiscation, but also an attempt to control the lives of citizens. That's what socialism is, state control of the lives of citizens. If you look at that, those two polar opposites, you see that all the Democrats are pulling in the same direction towards socialism. They might be pulling to various degrees as push differs from shove, but they're all on the same team. The Republicans, by contrast with Trump, are pulling in the free market direction. So that's the choice. Do we want to move America toward the United States of Socialism, or do we want to move America away from it?
Dinesh, I'm just curious what you make of this. The argument being made on behalf of Joe Biden is he beat Bernie Sanders. He's not the radical left. He defeated the radical left. And that he's been in Washington for 47 years. Yes, he may be a liberal. Yes, he was vice president under Obama. But that fundamentally, he's a moderate. He's someone on the center left. That he would just represent a restoration of the status quo pre-Trump. And that what you're doing, what I'm doing, what many conservatives are doing, what the president is doing, is we're just fear-mongering that Biden is not a socialist. What do you say to that argument?
Well, Biden is, I think, best described not so much as a moderate, but as an opportunist. So in the old days, when it was profitable for him to pal around and make deals with Dixiecrat segregationists, he did that. Now he realizes that the left wing of the Democratic Party is driving the train. And so he's pivoted in that direction. In both cases, he's acting very consistently. He's going basically where his base of political support is. So the bottom line of it is that I think it's the socialists who now have the oars and are sort of steering the canoe, and Biden is quite happy to ride along. He's not opposing them. He hasn't condemned the a lot of the sort of chaos that the Democrats have unleashed. He's never condemned Black Lives Matter, despite, again, all the violence that group has unleashed or at least condoned. So Biden says Antifa is just an idea. He's moved in the direction of both the Green New Deal and free college, all the proposals supported by the socialist left. So I think Biden could be described perhaps as a socialist light. But again, using my sort of two polls, is there any doubt that Biden is tugging toward the direction of socialism? I don't think so.
Dinesh, just for the nightmare scenario for me, my listeners, and frankly for anybody sane, what happens if Biden wins on November 3rd or they steal it on November 3rd? It is now a Joe Biden presidency. Paint me the picture of what America will look like.
Well, let's just start by outlining some immediate consequences. I mean, the first one is that the deep state, all this corruption that's gone on at the highest levels of government, will immediately, the expose will immediately be shut down. And so all these deep state characters will be immune and they can keep doing their shenanigans. So right there, it's a blow against the idea that we'll be a society in which the thugs with badges are being held accountable. Interestingly, I think there might be a lull in this kind of chaos on the streets because now their guy is in charge. This actually happened both when Mussolini and Hitler first came to power. It quieted the streets for a little while. Why? Because the thugs were being imported into the government. Ultimately, what happened is Hitler realized, I don't need the brown shirts. Why? Because I've got the cops and the German military. So what you actually have now is a consolidation of power in the state against the citizens. Third, I think there's going to be a war against the energy sector and by and large against small business. And so all of these things will start happening. I'm not saying they'll happen overnight, but they'll happen in a consistent and demoralizing manner. And I think slowly people will begin to feel like they're not in control of their own country. They're strangers in their own land. And this is something that the Democrats want to achieve. They see this as an achievement.
Dinesh, do you think they will push for amnesty for illegal immigrants? Will they go ahead with court packing? And will they ram through the Green New Deal?
The court packing, I don't think, is going to work, even though I think they will try. They will definitely try to swell the ranks. I mean, demographic shifts in the country are part of the Democratic strategy of gaining a permanent majority. So I think they will definitely make some moves in that direction. Overall, we know this is a party that is willing to bend the rules whenever it can to achieve its results. And I think they will feel a sense of immunity. Like, look, you know, this Trump interregnum was an unpleasant short spell in American politics. We've got to stamp it out and make sure it never happens again. And now it's back to business as usual for our team. The Biden corruption, for example, think about this guy. He's been running a international racket as vice president. And now the mafia boss is being put in charge of the whole country.
Dinesh, as you look at the last 2 weeks of this election, how do you see this playing out? The polls apparently are showing a huge Biden win. Many are predicting a landslide. He's up 10, he's up 12. A Drudge report now says shock poll up 17. He's going to carry the House. He's going to carry the Senate. It's going to be an absolute leftist landslide on November 3rd. Do you think Biden will win? Or do you think Trump will shock the world again as he did in 2016?
I think Trump will win and win pretty decisively. But I say this not because I'm a pollster or an expert on this. In fact, I am cautious because I don't want to confuse what I wish to be the case with what is going to be the case. So the polls do give me some pause. But having said that, I find it hard to believe that the ordinary American in whom I trust there's a certain deposit of common sense would actually want what the Democrats have to offer when they look at what Trump has accomplished. So maybe he's rough around the edges, but isn't this the guy who brought the economy roaring? isn't this the guy ultimately who's been speaking up for American interests and American jobs? There's no doubt that Trump loves the country. There's no doubt that Trump represents ultimately free market capitalism and prosperity, and not to mention law and order. So America, you know, it might be signing, if not its death warrant, then certainly in electing Biden and Harris will be signing up for something that I think it will come to deeply regret and may be a little difficult to reverse.
We are talking with Dinesh D'Souza, author, in fact, best-selling author, filmmaker. He has a new documentary out. It is must see. I'm going to actually talk to him a little bit more about it after the break. It is called Trump Card. You can go to DineshDeSouza.com, DineshDeSouza.com, to get all the information that you need. He's also got a brilliant book out, The United States of Socialism. If you haven't bought it, if you haven't read it, please do so. It is must reading. We're back with Dinesh. Don't touch that dial. .819 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, we are joined again by Dinesh D'Souza. He was kind enough to join us for a second segment. Best-selling author, a filmmaker, his latest movie, it is must-see documentary called Trump Card. It is now out. Dinesh, before I get into the actual movie itself, very quickly, I just want to get your take. What do you make of the revelation in the New York Post, the bombshell exposés, about Hunter Biden's emails, his laptop, and the mainstream media's refusal, their blackout, to cover the story?
First of all, it's a huge story. The media blackout reveals the true depth of dishonesty of the media and how we can't trust these guys on anything. Ultimately, we don't have a media in the classic sense. You know, when the founders did freedom of the press, we think of the press and the media. They had in mind a group that was detached from government, captive to neither side, providing a critical examination of government, offering to the people the full information that they need to adjudicate who's right, who's wrong, what's true, what's false. Now, when you think about it that way, we don't have a media. The media is essentially, ultimately, a kind of lobbying faction that is in the camp of the left, and it should be viewed that way. Now, turning to the story itself, it's very obvious that Joe Biden was the ringleader of a corrupt family operation, a kind of, you know, you had the Gambino family and then the Genovese family, and this is a mafia family running an international racket. And part of the take goes to Joe Biden. So he plays the front man. He's innocent. He shakes his head. I don't know what's really going on. But the truth inside the family, that's what the emails show. Joe demands his share of the take. He wants the other guys are bagmen for him. So he sells access. He gets money for it. And it comes through family members. By the way, the family members don't have disclosure requirements. Joe Biden does. This is why he needs to use his two brothers, James and Frank Biden, his son-in-law, and then his son, Hunter Biden, all of them to funnel the cash. But he certainly gets part of the take, as the emails make clear.
Dinesh, Thursday, the big final debate. Now the debate commission has changed the rules. They're going to be able to mute Trump's mic and Biden's as well, to be fair, during some of their answers, the opening answers, the 2 minutes. What should the president do, in your view, on the debate stage Thursday night? Should he go after the Hunter Biden emails? Should he try to expose Joe Biden's corruption? What do you think would be his best strategy?
I think he absolutely should, but he needs to do it in a better way than he did it last time. The last time he alluded to a single payment by a Moscow oligarch to Hunter Biden. This is really not about Hunter Biden. Joe Biden is the key to this whole thing. He's the head of the family, so to speak. He's Don Corleone. And what Trump needs to do is clinically spell it out. He needs to say things like this: Joe Biden, you've been 47 years on a government salary, and yet you have multiple homes, private planes, domestic staff. Is it not a fact that this is because the Biden family has made tens of millions of dollars in foreign money coming from Costa Rica, coming from Jamaica, coming from China, coming from the Ukraine? All this cash has been moving into the Biden family and is now documented. It's very clear the checks are, the checks made out to Hunter Biden and his partners are all available for scrutiny. So the evidence is all there. Biden has basically been caught red-handed, and in a sense, no amount of cover-up by the media is going to prevent the story from being seen, I think, by a lot of the American people.
Dinesh, doing your film Trump Card, and again, I want to stress to the audience, it is now out. I urge all of you to go watch it. What was the hardest thing for you to do?
Well, this movie is a bombshell. I mean, it's one jaw-dropping revelation after another. By the way, all this stuff about the Biden family corruption, not just focusing on Hunter, but involving James and Frank Biden, this is all in the movie, and it's well-documented. We also show the involvement of radical Islamic regimes in American politics. I'm not talking about Muslims organizing politically in America. I'm talking about countries like Iran funneling money through intermediates like Qatar to influence American think tanks, American journalists, and American politicians like Ilhan Omar. So people talk about the Russia collusion, but something that's gotten no attention, whatever, radical Islamic collusion in American politics. All of this is in the film. So it isn't just about the ideas of socialism, but also the tactics of the socialist left. And finally, it lays out a blueprint for how to defeat them.
Dinesh, what was the most shocking revelation that you found doing this film?
Well, I'll leave it for people to watch the film, but in the film, I look at a shocking sexual allegation that's made against Barack Obama, and I outline it in some detail. It involves not only sex, but murder. And the reason this is interesting is just because it has gotten no media coverage. Now, when you look at the media coverage of Trump, take something like Stormy Daniels. You know, her allegation is completely unproven, but it got massive coverage just because she said it, just because it was an allegation and against the president. So I use these two cases to show the way in which the media, we're now seeing this in the Hunter Biden case, but the media is thoroughly dishonest. And, you know, in the past, conservatives would say, oh, the media, they're just sensational. They go after the big sensational story. No, they're willing to suppress huge sensational stories when those stories cut against their team. So this is partly about understanding the megaphones of our culture, academia, the media, Hollywood, and how corrupted those have become from top to bottom.
Dinesh, we've got about 30 seconds left. How do conservatives take back the media? Is there any way we can do it?
Of course. The way to do it is to create new media and succeed in the market. But we just have to be doing those things that we haven't done. Same with academia. We've got to create new educational products and deliver them at high quality and at a lower price, which would make traditional academia largely obsolete. So all of this is touched on in the movie. And just go to TrumpCardTheMovie.com. That's where you can find out how to get a physical DVD or how to watch the movie on your TV or on any device.
TrumpCardTheMovie.com. TrumpCardTheMovie.com. Cooner Country, if you have not seen it, I cannot urge you enough. Go out, get the DVD, go out, see it. Dinesh, I want to congratulate you. You are a great American patriot. You've done it again, my friend. You're always welcome on the Cooner Report. God bless you and take care.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care, Dinesh. 617-266-6868 is the number. That was Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author, filmmaker. I'm back with a lot more. Don't touch that dial.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.